Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dreama Show, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. I'm your host, Dr. Dreama. I'm a psychologist and life designer. I'm here to help you design the life you want and deserve. This is Dr. Dreama, and one of the pleasures of doing this podcast is I get to talk to people from all around the world. And today we're talking with Desiree Martinez. She's an entrepreneur, a domestic wannabe, and a Harry Potter junkie, known for her social media content plans and always saying yes to new adventures. Desiree is joining us today from South Korea. Welcome, Desiree.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to our talk today.
Okay, so people want to know, what are you doing in South Korea?
My husband's a part of the 51st Maintenance Squadron here at Osan Air Force Base. And so wherever the Air Force tells you to go, that is where we go. So I'm a firm believer in that home is where your phone connects to the Wi-Fi. So this is currently where my home is.
There you go. And you know, you and I were talking earlier, and we both grew up as military dependents, which means you really do have to learn how to define home differently, don't you?
Yes, you do. I have actually moved 22 times in my almost 33 years of life. And I really do believe that just home is where you have your family and the people that matter most to you. But it does come with its own complications, like trying to fill out those forms with like, where have you lived for the past 7 years? Or people try to ask you, where are you from, when you're not really from anywhere? Or the fun but unique complication of you get really antsy when you're stuck somewhere for too long. So
it's true. I remember the first time I lived someplace moving, I was going into my fifth year staying in the same house, and I was like, this is unheard of. I don't even know what to do with myself.
That's what high school was like for me. I was actually fortunate enough to go to 8th through 12th grade in the same house. And it was very, very weird, I think, for all of us in our family.
Yeah, you really do get used to moving around. It's just crazy. And I was also once a military spouse, but I remember in particular the frustration of being a spouse was that I couldn't always work wherever we got planted down. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, you know, military employment is actually probably the biggest issue that military spouses face today. 80% of military spouses are unemployed or underemployed due to the fact that they have chosen to love someone who is serving our country. And while the military does do their very best to provide for us emotionally and financially within, you know, the limitations of their government budget, there's really only so much that can be done. So when I became a military spouse and got stationed somewhere really remote and isolated, I just kept running into all of these fantastic people who were generally highly educated, highly experienced, who weren't even able to get jobs in fast food and retail, because the moment you say, oh, you know, I live at the base or my spouse is in active duty, they basically put up that big red flag. And I was like, yeah, we're not going to hire you because we know that your spouse's job is more important than anything else.
Wow. I remember that frustration. I remember in an interview, someone saying to me, well, we know that you're going to move, so we really don't want to hire you. And I was like, you could hire anybody off the street and you have no guarantee they're going to stay.
It's true. And you know, they say that on average, people anymore nowadays, especially post-recession, they will leave their job within 3 years. Like 1 in 4 people will leave their job every 3 years. So it's really hard to know. It's really hard, I think, for companies to stay competitive enough for someone to stay for a long time. So I think that people who decide not to hire military spouses are really putting themselves at a disadvantage, because military spouses have a lot of unique qualities that people just aren't aware of. We're incredibly organized. We're incredibly upfront. We tend to have a no bullshit, let's get this done mentality, because we're usually faced with limited times and having to problem solve on the fly, because the moment your spouse is called up, you have to go into single parent get stuff done operations mode. And that's a unique quality that not everybody has.
That's true. You really do have to learn how to adapt and be flexible, don't you?
You do. And you, it's about being flexible, but being able to do what it takes to get the job done, no matter what that job may be, whether it's I have to cook food for 100 people by tomorrow, or I have to get all of my husband's uniforms fixed for some ceremony he has to go to tomorrow, or I have to go drop $250 on gear for his deployment in a week, you know, or I have to figure out how to be a single parent while my husband's gone for 6 months. There are all these really unique issues that are just honestly become artists day to day.
Exactly. Exactly. And it seems to me that you took this situation of being the trailing spouse and you really made the most of it. You created a social media marketing company, did you not?
I did. So again, when I looked back at that base that I was stationed at, right, all of these people that were highly educated and highly trained who weren't able to get jobs, I'm like, you know, I have this unique skill. Since I have been an entrepreneur since 2010, I knew that I could help not only put, I could solve two problems with one solution. And so I started my agency, All in One Social Media, that helps small businesses grow through social media marketing while putting military spouses to work. So all of our social media managers at my agency are military spouses stationed all over the world, and they're able to supplement their family's income no matter where they get stationed, no matter where the mission sends their family. And they have a unique all military spouse team to turn to for anything that they need, because no one will understand what they're going through better than us. So
absolutely,
we've created a solution for businesses and a solution for military spouses by creating, giving them a community that is just a working community that's just for them.
That is an incredible thing. I wish that had been available when I had been a trailing spouse, because I would have jumped on that opportunity right then.
My mom says the exact same thing. My mama had that same struggle too. My mom was a military spouse in the late 80s through the 90s, and she struggled with jobs, and she often had things where she would be a secretary and a waitress. So she has said to me multiple times, like, man, the things I could have done if I had had the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, tell me this, what's been one of your biggest challenges in putting this together?
You know, the biggest challenge I think of putting it together has just been making sure that I can spread the word about the agency to get us clients. We've been doing really well with a lot of, we're mostly 100%, 95 to 100% referral based or word of mouth based. So I've done a lot of, spent a lot of time networking. I spent a lot of time online and Facebook groups and on LinkedIn, really connecting with people and building relationships to tell them about how we can help their business, and how by working with us, not only are they helping their own business succeed, but they're helping other people by putting them to work. And a lot of people really resonate with being able to have a solution for their business while also doing good for someone's life. A lot of people like that marriage. And so I think my biggest struggle in my business has just been finding new clients, but I feel like as we continue to grow and more people see the proof in our pudding, the better it has been.
Is there a particular type of client that you guys serve best or work with best?
Yeah, for sure. Our ideal client is, it's actually twofold. It's one is boring businesses. Ever since I started my agency, ever since I started social media marketing, I have worked with hundreds of what I call boring businesses. And these are the everyday businesses that everyone needs, but they oftentimes are working in their business versus on their business. And so they run into issues like not having a very big budget, or they're not able to have the time to do that social media marketing themselves that so many of my fellow colleagues really preach. Like, you have to take time, you have to be sharing your story and doing all that stuff, and it's hard for them. But my other ideal client is actually working with other agencies where we are their social media team. So they're able to use our packaging and our services and our team to take care of their clients without having to figure out what that solution is for their own agency.
That's great. That's great. So what's an example of a boring business?
Your roofers, your contractors, your plumbers, your chiropractors, your dentists, your doctors, all businesses that are everyday businesses that everyone needs, but they're always the people working in that business versus on their business.
There you go. That certainly helps me understand it better. You know, one of the things that I like to talk to people about is this whole idea of failure. Because failure just means you've tried. You may not have succeeded, but it does mean you put yourself out there. So what's a failure that you had?
Oh, man. You know, I think that a lot of my failures come into trying to find, quote unquote, easy fixes to whatever current problem I have. You know, I have spent a lot of money, and I guess I could say maybe not wasted a lot of money, but it feels like I've wasted a lot of money on trying to figure out how to get more sales for my business, whether it's partnering with the wrong person or investing money in something I shouldn't have. My most recent failure has been in trying to use a sales robot. I thought what I was paying for was sort of a sales bot because everything is getting all like bot happy.
Right.
The marketing world these days, and what I was paying for was just doing everything wrong and from my ethical point of view, and I just had to cut it off and learn that lesson the hard way that, you know, you there are just some things you can't automate, and there are just some things that you can't let a robot do for you.
It's true, though. These things come flashing in front of us, and a lot of times it seems like, oh, that's what I should do. And then we do it, and we're like, okay, wow, that's not working for me at all.
You know, there are so many things in marketing specifically. There's so many things in business, but since my world is in marketing, there are so many things in marketing that people can be doing, and it's just a matter of testing and figuring out what does work for your business. I run a social media agency that helps boring businesses find their ideal client and talk to them. But I know that in order for me to find my ideal client, I have to find them in person, because oftentimes they're trying to, they know they need that solution, but they're not spending that time trying to search for that solution. And so I tend to make my sales in my business when I can speak or network with people in person, because they're able to meet me and connect with me and see me smiling and know that I'm not just some person in the Philippines or India or something like that that's just doing the bare minimum work.
Well, that's interesting, because you, like me, are living in a foreign country. You know, I'm living in France, you're in South Korea, and they're not always the same sort of networking opportunities is what I have found. So how do you work around that?
You know, again, it's a, like my mother, like I said earlier, my mother said, the things that you can do if you have the internet, spend a lot of time networking through Facebook groups mainly. I have spent a lot of time finding the ones that are best for my industry and for the people I'm trying to talk with, and just building that rapport by being present, asking questions, sharing valuable information, whether I've created it or I found it from somewhere else. Answering questions and just being a part of the conversation and being memorable by being informed and educated, but also fun. Like I love a good GIF. And so I'm often that person that responds to things with GIFs versus just hitting a like button and stuff like that. So that's how I have done it. But I've also taken the time to make that financial investment into going to conventions that are like my industry standard. So I was able to go to Social Media Marketing World at the end of February, early March, while living in South Korea. And I invested in, you know, that like $1,000 plane ticket to go from Korea to out to San Diego. I had 24 hours of travel and jet lag, but I did it, and it not only was worth it, it's already paid itself back through the clients I've gotten and the referrals I've gotten from that conference, but it gave me a really unique story, because how many you know, blonde haired white girls get to say, oh, I'm just came off the plane from Korea. And they say like, what? And then you get to tell them the story because it automatically comes with some questions like, oh, is it safe there? Oh, why are you over there? And it just gives like that really fun and unique talking piece, because most of the time when people ask, oh, hey, where are you from? It's never usually anywhere all that interesting.
That's very true. You know, I've actually been to South Korea and I was struck by how warm and friendly the people were.
You know, there are some things I'm just going to cry about leaving from this place. And the biggest one is just how much the Korean people love my children. My kids go to actually an all Korean daycare. I have forced this culture and language upon them. And now my kids know how to speak another language and they have like incredible manners and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, there are just some things I'm really, really going to miss about being here. That, and they have awesome, awesome skincare products.
That's true. They've made their way over here to France. I've been seeing them in the store.
Nice.
So tell me, of all the places that you have visited or lived, what stands out for you? What's your favorite?
You know, every place has a different memory, a different piece of my heart. You know, we were just stationed in Abilene, Texas, and that's where I had my kids. You know, so that always will have a special place. I met my husband while we were living in Phoenix. I went to high school in Colorado Springs and college in Denver. I visited New York with my roommates from my study abroad program. I've done summers in Rome where I was studying art. You know, every place has a different memory and a reason for me to go back. But every time you go back, it's just never quite the same. So I think it's more important to just always say yes to to adventures. And then rather than trying to figure out how to get back there, try and figure out where you can go next.
There you go. There you go. That's it. Let me ask you this. What do you think has been your biggest life lesson so far?
Without sounding too vulgar on your show, it's going to be stop doing shit you hate. and this goes into so many areas of life. You know, there are so many things that you are just not designed to do, and you should stop fighting your instincts. Like if you are terrible at doing taxes, don't do your taxes. If you're terrible at doing marketing, don't do your marketing. If you're terrible at web design, don't do your web design work. If you don't like cleaning your house, don't clean your house. There are so many ways for you to get the things you need done professionally and personally without having to deal with like the toxic negativity that comes with doing things you don't like. If all I did was work to make enough money to send my kids to school and have my house cleaned, I'd be perfectly happy with that, because I love my children, but I get really burnt out on motherhood. And so by getting that break from them, I have that mental happiness, and they get that mental happiness from learning and being away from me and getting the independence that comes with it. I am a horrible, horrible housekeeper. And I literally just get angry at the fact that I have to clean. And so I'm like, it doesn't deserve my emotions and my headspace. Like just any chance you can, if you're able to hire out things that you hate, do it. Do it for your business, please. Do it for yourself. Do it for your mental happiness.
I think that's a great, great life lesson. And I think it takes a lot of people a lot of time to learn it, because somehow we grow up thinking that I should do this, I should do this, I should do this, instead of thinking, you know what? My attitude and my life is going to be so much better if I pay somebody else to do this. That frees me up to go do stuff I love.
There are so many things that I think people get wrapped up with the mentality too. It's like that whole idea of like money and time. And I think that's when we really have to ask ourselves, like, what is the value of your time? You know, and is it really worth your time to change your own oil in your car? Or is it really worth the money you save by changing your oil in your car when you could literally take it to get done and it would get done in 15 minutes versus you having to spend an hour or 2 hours trying to figure out how to do it straddled underneath your car, right. You know, washing your car, you know, is it really worth you unless you really love doing it? Like, if, is it really, when you could just like go pull up and pay $5 and get it cleaned in a machine. And if you have a dog or kids, it's like a total adventure for them. You know, there are so many ways in our life to make our, to take care of ourselves and the things and the people in our life that we have chosen to be a part of our life without having to feel like a slave to all to it at the same time. Like, put a value on your time and decide, is this worth my time right now, or is it worth just getting it taken care of? So I know that when it comes to cleaning my house, that if I have to do it myself, it's going to take like 8 hours to do, because most of it's going to be me grumbling and taking breaks. But I can pay someone to come to my house and spend 5 hours doing it. And that's 5 hours. I've essentially given myself 8 hours to work on something I actually care about, while someone else is doing something that they love to do and finding a way to fund their life.
It really does become a win-win situation. And I think a lot of people forget that, you know, but if I hire someone to come over and clean my house, that frees me up to do something that I want to do. And it gives this person an opportunity to earn money so that they can go out and do what they want to do. So It really is a win-win situation. And it really does come from that place of understanding. If I enjoy changing my oil, great. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to feel good doing it. I'm going to feel like I'm doing something worthwhile, something that I can see immediate results with. But you're right. If I don't like doing it, I'm going to grumble. I'm going to be blah, 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 blah. Why did I blah, blah? And then our whole attitude changes. So this is just a way to free ourselves up and enjoy life more.
Exactly. And you know what, if you feel ever like, you know what, if you guys know I'm a Harry Potter junkie from my introduction, you know what, if I would rather spend 2.5 hours watching Harry Potter for the 10th time versus cleaning my house, that's fine, because watching this show I love gives me happiness amongst my busy life of motherhood and being a wife and a military spouse and volunteer obligations and my business. So why not just do something you love, and while something else needs to get taken care of by someone else? Like, the guilt has got to go, guys. The guilt has got to go.
If you're going to get rid of one thing today, make it your guilt, right?
Yes. And your laundry. I mean, that's just me.
And, you know, when we're doing these things, like you said, like being able to hand off something like your social media planning, that's great. And I know that when I have done that, it just frees me up to work on other things that I love. So anybody listening out there, keep this in mind. If there are things out there that you are just not good at, you're not skilled at, you're not interested in learning, hire somebody. Give yourself that favor.
And, you know, in tandem with that, there's another way you got to kind of think about it. It's not just a matter of something that you don't want to do. It's something that you want to do, but don't have the time to do it. So like we've talked about, I run a business and I'm a military spouse and I have kids. So when I send my kids to school, I have a limited window to get done everything I need to for my business. Well, I have a lot I still want to do. So for example, I have a podcast of my own and I have a YouTube channel of my own. Well, in order for me to have those two marketing channels, I had to hire somebody to be part of my team to produce those things so that I can make sure that they happened. Because if I wanted a podcast, there's a lot of things that go into that I don't have the time for, not just setting it up, but editing it, adding in my commercial, my intro, my outro, uploading it to iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play, and writing the show notes and scheduling it out. Like that's really time consuming. And so I have 80 hours of work to do in 30. So hiring out things I want to get done for my business allows for my business to succeed more but it's making sure that it gets done.
Exactly. Exactly. So Desiree, if people want to find out more about you and your business, where can they find you?
Yeah, the best place to start to get any part of my services or learn from us or whatever is to go to allinonesocialmedia.com. That's all spelled out. And that's the best launching platform. And from there, you'll find our podcasts, our YouTube videos, a lot of free resources to help you on your social media journey and so forth.
Wonderful. Well, Desiree, thank you so much for your time today. This has just been really interesting talking about, you know, all of these different topics. And I just really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We have been talking with Desiree Martinez, who, two pieces of advice here. Stop doing shit you hate, which I love, and say yes to new adventures. Always be saying yes to new adventures. And if you're up for a new adventure this fall, join me at my retreat in Provence, dreamadial.com/Provence. It's going to be a week of luxury and wonder. Join me then. This is Dr. Dreama. We'll talk soon.